might be a pretty face looking back at me. It might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory that I'd like to wait and see.
You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. We're taking it up top from the Da Vinci Roofscapes booth inside the International Builder Show, where we talk about the peaks and valleys of home and family improvement with DIY Network's Mega Den star Anitra Megadon. Color expert Kate Smith refreshes her top-down approach to whole home color.
And carpenter, contractor, and craftsman Tom Silva from This Old House proves once again why he has ascended the steep pitch of home improvement excellence to the top of his game.
We're on the roof, so come on up.
Home improvement happens now on My Fix It Up Life.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. So glad that you walked in tonight.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? Da Vinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic Da Vinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, Da Vinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen Da Vinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning Da Vinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
This is my Fix It Up Life. This is my Fix It Up Life.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
I'm Teresa.
I'm Mark.
That works out that well.
You know what? Our names match our voices, I hope.
And our names are on your shirt, so that helps everybody.
In case I forget.
In case you forget, you can just point. It's nice to meet you. Who are you, sir?
Who are you?
I'm this guy.
Guy I'm married to. We are inside
the International Builder Show.
Yes.
We are inside the Da Vinci Roofscapes.
This is like when we drive together that I get directions, even though she doesn't know where she's going. It's almost like
and
I know what's going to happen.
And it feels like home here.
It does. We're inside the Da Vinci Roofscapes booth. This place is awesome.
It is awesome.
And we're joined by the president of the company, Ray Rosewall.
How you doing?
Doing great,
we're
Ray.
Doing
how are
well.
You doing?
Good. Welcome back.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Always
we love
our pleasure.
Being here.
Good.
Be nice if there was a barbecue, cheeseburgers maybe.
You have to come to Kansas City where we make all of our product. Lots of barbecue there.
Really? That's an invitation, I'd say.
Absolutely.
That's accepted.
Accepted. Done. I'm ready. Let's go.
Let's roll
it. Book the plane tickets now.
Now, Ray, for a homeowner getting a new roof, wanting a new roof, making the choices, that
it's a huge decision.
And I want to use the term decision tree, but I don't want to sound like I'm using a term that I don't know what it means. But it's a big series of decisions.
As a carpenter, everything kind of comes from a tree for you.
Sometimes.
Yes, or out of your pouch. Mm-hmm. Kind of marsupial or kind of like tree hug. It's all from the same thing.
So anyway, I'm going to talk to Ray now.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I'll be over here. But it is a big decision because it's such a big part of your, what you look at for your house and what protects your family and inside your house, too. It's such a big decision.
Yeah, and it's a 20, 30, 40, 50 or more year decision when you start thinking about the actual longevity of the product you choose.
So we hear that you know why people are choosing different roofs. Like you have all the inside knowledge for the influences for people when they are choosing their new roof. And I want to know what they all are. Can you just tell me and not tell Mark?
No.
Okay.
But basically, we just commissioned a study with Harris Interactive, and they went out and talked to over 1,000 people across the country so that we could understand what was important as they went up or down the tree.
Nicely played,
okay,
sir.
Decisions on what comes first. And far and away, just as you'd expect, and Teresa mentioned protecting the family, durability, longevity are an ante. You have to have that to be in the game. And if you don't have that, you shouldn't be providing a roof.
An ante. It sounds like we're at the best game in town. What's the poker game that's popular? It sounds like you're a poker player.
Texas Hold'em?
Texas Hold'em. All those great games, great books. Positively Fifth Street. Have you read that?
No, I haven't.
Spectacular game about playing World Series of Poker.
Well, next year our show will be back in Vegas, you know.
Well, I think that would be a really good host gift that you could bring, Mark.
Why don't we circle back around to our actual conversation?
Oh, sorry.
Hi, Mr. Segway. So, okay, you were saying durability, longevity, protecting the family inside, number one.
Those are all critical factors in the top ten. Then you get into the subjective and aesthetic pieces of that, all in that top ten. But 88% of the people really look at durability as the most important thing.
88%?
Really?
Yeah.
And it breaks down to a top 10 list? It
breaks down. There's a top 10 list that came out of that study, and we've been releasing that information, and we'll continue to do that over a period of time with press releases to educate our contractors on how to sell, to know what's important when they're sitting at the kitchen table. Talking to somebody about a very important decision it's a lot of money, but you want to make the right decision. It's got to look good in your neighborhood. We've had our color expert, who I think you'll be talking to.
Kate Smith,
talk and help us understand what people look at regionally when they make decisions on what colors to use, not just on the roof, but the whole exterior of the house.
And is that playing into the research that you're finding, that it's a whole house situation in some cases, many cases, no cases?
Well, that was almost everybody looks at their home as an entity, not an aggregate of the parts. They don't say, well, that's a window or that. They just look at this and the mind kind of integrates it and it becomes this this overall effect. And what's important is that they want to be different, but they don't want to be too different.
Yes.
You know?
That's like me.
And their neighbors don't want them to be too different either.
Well, actually about 40% of the people surveyed have some restrictions placed on them, either by their homeowner association, their city, zoning, in terms of what they can do on the exterior of their house. And that's something that we have to consider, because we want to help them be different, but we want to help them blend in, too. And that's why we have all these colors.
And when you're a little bit different, you kind of inspire your neighbors, too. Once you start working on your house and making it more beautiful, it kind of inspires your neighbors to want to do the same thing.
Yeah, we call that roof envy. and that's our goal, is to have somebody in the neighborhood put on a Da Vinci roof and have everybody saying, wow, where'd you get that roof?
Wow, where'd you get that roof? I think we have to go to break, dear.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Let's do it.
Bad news. Okay, well, we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Got paint prep? Do it the high way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Didn't think I'd go faster. Think I'd start a new life. Think I'd start over. No one knows my name. Get out of California. Tired of forever. Think I found my lover. Life had to stay.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life.
with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark, who is so handsome.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
We are in the Da Vinci Roofscapes booth at the International Builder Show.
Yes.
And
it's kind of like a mini vacation.
It is kind of like a mini vacation.
We left the kids at home with Grandma.
We did.
And, you know, we're here together.
Having a good time.
Yes.
And we are joined, however, as much as I would love to talk to, with you about
and
stuff
have romance.
That we already know about, we're joined by the absolute top of our industry, the eminently respected Tom Silva, general contractor, and deserves it, no less, from Ask This Old House and This Old House.
Well, it's nice to be here, guys. I'm glad to see you're still in love.
We are. See, he's for our love.
He is for our love, yeah. But maybe just not right now.
Okay.
You know what
I
mean?
Well, you know.
Is it like this for you at home, too? You're sitting around and right now?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. Well,
very good.
I've been married for almost 38 years, so.
Wow.
Still to the same wonderful woman who I love dearly. And two wonderful children.
That's beautiful.
Can't ask for anything more than that.
Well, we did a little recon, and we understood Kevin O'Connor.
This is going to be trouble.
It's not. And trust me, in the two previous shows we've had where Kevin's name has come up, I have thrown him as far under the bus as possible.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll drive the bus for you.
So the work there has been done, but
like Kevin. He's charming.
I love Kevin. He is a great guy.
I don't know
but
what
that doesn't
your
mean
deal.
I won't drive the bus.
Okay. You guys.
Yeah, that doesn't mean.
You do your boy things.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could get Dooley's pickup truck, you know, load the back with some mulch or something of that nature.
Well, more like concrete.
There you go.
Yeah,
concrete. There you go.
He did a trial when he was basically in the beginning of the show, before he was on air. We made him work with us in the field, and I had him for a few weeks. Roger had him for a few weeks, and I really put him to work.
Yeah.
I had him load concrete bags into the truck. I had him mix the bags. I had a cement mixer right there, but I had him mix it by hand. He goes, why are we doing this when I have a mixer right there? I said, oh, it's broken.
Did he buy it?
He bought it. He bought it. But
did
I did
know?
Turn it on after he finished. He said, oh, he just fixed it.
Yeah, I fixed it.
But you know what? He can take a joke. He's a great guy. Great guy.
Oh,
good friend.
That
a great
is
guy.
Awesome. And did you send him for the board stretcher?
I sent him for the bucket of smoke. But he didn't get the board. He said, I know about that. But the bucket of smoke, he went for it.
Oh, my goodness.
I think he just needed a break.
Yeah. That's actually a good point.
Yeah,
that sword can cut two ways.
Absolutely.
Or that utility knife. Let's keep it home improvement.
So what is your bus throwing?
But it has nothing to do with the bus. He reports that you have a grandson.
I do. Oh, thank you. Jacob Daniel, my son's son. And actually, it's funny, he's 14 months old. He's a little terror.
Nice.
And my wife dug out some old pictures of my son the other day. And she says, look at this. Look at Jake. And I'm still looking at him saying, my gosh, that is Jake.
Same.
Exact. You cannot, TJ could not say that Jake is not his kid.
Oh, wow.
It just looks just like him.
Wow.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Unbelievable.
Healthy, happy, kids running around.
Healthy, happy, just carefree, laughing and giggling. And he's getting ready to get into the terrible twos, which is going to be fun.
Yeah, does he have teeth coming in and all
oh,
that
yeah,
stuff?
Oh, yeah, he's got all the teeth. Well, not all of them. He's got the teeth
yeah.
coming in.
Yeah.
He's still a little drooling here and there.
Yeah.
Still does that, too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's... Yeah.
I noticed that.
I
yeah, thank you for agreeing so quickly. I appreciate there is no space between Mark drools and you saying, yes, he does.
Well, you know, it is what it is, Mark, you know.
Well, we did catch you on Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah,
and
that's fun. Jimmy's a great guy. He's a good fan of the show. He says he loves the show. And you can tell that when someone says they love the show, you know, you say, oh, great, thank you, thank you. But you know when they watch the show because mm-hmm. they can name certain things. And he's right there telling us certain parts of the shows that he's seen over the years.
Really?
So you know that he's watched the show and he is a fan. He said his dad loved the show. And
yeah, and he's a busy guy. His schedule's all over the map. So he has to make an effort to watch it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not like you're going to catch it and, you know, every minute of the day on television.
No. And it's funny, I'll tell you a story. We were at the show doing the skit rehearsal. It airs at 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. So we were down there in the morning. We flew down, did the show.
To New York City.
Yeah. Right. Did the rehearsal, did the show, recorded it, flew home. I was going to get home just in time to see the show. I walk in my house. It's about 11:15. I get undressed, get all washed up, get in bed, and I'm seeing it, and I turn it on, I watch it, and here it is. He's coming on. I see the whole show. And I'm watching, and all of a sudden, I signed myself. I must have fallen asleep. I knew we were just coming on. I fell asleep right through the part that we were on. And then I woke up at the end. So I said, oh, good, good, Tom. Nice move.
Nice hustle.
Yeah, so
nice
I had to watch it on my computer.
Well, when we were interviewing your apprentice, Joe Langlais.
Oh, yeah, John Langlais.
I'm sorry, Langlais. I apologize. We interviewed him over the phone from a trade show that we did before.
Yes.
And
yeah, we were actually on the This Old House site filming, and he called in, I believe.
Yes,
that's right.
Did.
Yeah, that's right. And he said, I'm paraphrasing among other things, you're really out there with the tools, and he spent a lot of time talking about how good of a teacher you are, but
I paid him well.
I also asked him, one of the things I want to know is, what are your office parties like? But he wouldn't give me any details.
Yeah, because we don't have office. That's not about partying. It's about working.
Well, and that's where I'm going with
this. I know.
Whole
you
thing.
Would say the same thing, yeah, but yeah. I like to have awesome office parties.
Have a party
who
on your
has
own
time,
time
for that when you have all this work to do, right?
So he's telling the story of you, and I think it was a demolition hammer or a rotary hammer of some sort, and he has to sort of actually nudge you to take the tools out of your hands to do it. So, I can tell. I mean, I know that. But then there you are in Jimmy Fallon, and you've got the big sheet of drywall in front of you, and you're talking about this great tip to fill in a small hole with a foam, expanding foam insulation.
That's right.
And then you say, well, what if you have a bigger hole like this one, and you haul off and belt through that drywall?
Yeah, I punched the hole in the wall.
Like only a guy who's using tools every day is going to be able to do.
He was a little shocked when I did that. I said, so I said, suppose you had a bigger hole. He said, well, you know, but we don't. I said, well, like this one. He punched the hole in the wall. Whoa. He was definitely surprised because we didn't tell him I was going to do it.
No.
Oh,
it was really
no, he
funny
didn't know.
Watching him ask you how much you were drinking on the show.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny.
Yeah.
Well, I felt bad for Kevin that night because his spray gun was a power washer. He was supposed to show how to use a spray gun.
An airless sprayer
and,
for paint.
High velocity airless spray gun. And they had primed it because you prime it with water to make sure it's working.
Sure.
And so I said, I don't think we should be doing this. We don't need to show the priming part. And the people behind the producers were thinking, well, we might need a minute to fill. So let's show the priming. And I said, it'd be a big mistake. Don't do it. Don't
priming
do it.
Meaning the water, not applying primer.
No, not priming.
Priming
the paint,
as priming, in
priming
a
the
pump.
Gun.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Priming
right.
the equipment. Make sure that it's all up to pressure. So we prime it with water that fills it. You turn the pressure on, and now you have it. Then you basically spray the water out, and the paint comes through.
Yeah, paint follows it.
Well, you have 25 feet of cord, and now they're showing the priming. Okay, it's primed, ready to go. Now this is what you do. You turn the pressure on, and you can see the hose getting hard. And then all of a sudden, he's up. Now we just spray, and Kevin's showing how to spray, this and that, and goes back. So then, okay, now Jimmy takes it, and it's spraying water. And it's spraying water. And it's more water. And Jimmy just took it and said, well, we're washing the building nicely. And so it's too bad because it would have been a great scene if you saw the paint come out.
Well, yeah, kind of the point of the whole thing.
Yeah. But he handled it well, and Jimmy did a great job of covering it.
Yeah, he was talking about watering the house.
Yeah,
the house
so
growing.
It was a power washing scene.
Now, as far as ask goes, what kinds of things are you working on for future episodes?
Oh, we're just listening to viewers, what they want, what they've got. We're going to travel out to do whatever we can. You know, I mean, some of the projects that we do, I mean, I've gone over to the West Coast to fix a tear in a linoleum floor. People had a new linoleum floor put in about 2 years after they put it in. They bought a refrigerator, and the husband and his friend got together to bring the new refrigerator in, and right in the middle of the kitchen floor, they put a slit in it. And they wrote us, and so I flew out, patched the floor, and flew back.
So.
That's kind of like a superhero, I have to say.
Yeah, did you fly?
I don't have a cape.
With your cape?
I don't have a cape. No cape.
But it does sound like it, though. You know, that's like a dream come true for a lot of people.
Well, I mean, you look at the people that write in, and we get a lot of letters and emails. And it's amazing the questions that people have. The simplest things that you wouldn't think are a problem.
Yeah, and it's
well for most
them.
People they are a problem, but for you,
well, for me, I grew up in this stuff.
Yes,
I've never wanted to do anything else than what I'm doing. I love what I do every day. I love going to work.
Was there a moment in your life though, like a before and after, or even a during? Like I don't know. I mean, I can tell you a related story in my life, but were you just sort of there on the job site and either standing and looking at something or working your guts out and said, this is it. Like, I don't want to be anywhere else.
No, I think it's always been there.
Yeah.
It's always been there.
So it kind of picked you early?
It picked me real early, yeah. Real, real early. I've got pictures of myself working alongside of my dad when I was probably 6, 7 years old. And I always said, well, my dad was a great teacher.
Yeah,
I grew up in a house. It was built in the late 1700s. My dad was a small contractor who fixed up people's houses, worked on old houses, did small renovations and that kind of stuff. And our house, as you can imagine, as any old house, needed work, as always old houses do. And so he would work on our house at night after work and on weekends. And I'm one of 5 boys and a girl. And so we would then want to help dad. My father would say, my father said to my mother one day, he says, these kids are always in my way. They're driving me crazy. I'm going to fix them. I'm going to buy them some tools. I'm going to tell them they're toys. I'm going to put them to work, and they won't know any different. But what he did is he made it fun with us, and that's exactly what he did. He gave us tools at an early age, and they were hand tools, but
sure,
they were sharp tools, mm-hmm, and he showed us how to use them and what to do with them, and he made it fun. He was a great teacher.
And did he kind of do stuff when you were little that wasn't actually casing a door or laying up a block?
Showed how to build building blocks when we were little kids out of scrap wood. You know, how to make them all the same cut. When you're making the blocks, it's, you know, you're cutting with a handsaw. How do you line your body up?
Mm.
You know, you line your shoulder up with your cut, and you're going to get a square cut. You lean a little to the right, it's going to taper to the right. You lean back, it's going to taper to the left.
I love that about handsaws.
All kinds of tips like that. You know?
Do you hold your index finger out in line with the blade? Against the handle of the saw?
Sometimes. Yeah. It really depends on you know, my position in. It's really your position in and how you do it. So.
Well, we are stuck in the position where we have to take a break.
We
don't want to.
No.
I understand.
You don't have to relinquish your chair, Tom Silva. Thank you. Check out thisoldhouse.com. Join us on the other side of the break for more My Fix It Up Life.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Hey, Teresa, have you noticed our energy bills have been lower the past several years?
Absolutely. Ever since we replaced our drafty old windows with energy-efficient Simons and vinyl windows, our bills have definitely gone down. And I've noticed it's more comfortable in our home, too.
You know, selecting the right windows for your home does matter. If you're considering a window replacement project, check out Simonton Windows. These award-winning premium vinyl windows are custom-made for your home.
To learn more, visit Simonton.com today. Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
You are back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. We're inside the International Builder Show. Within, wrapped around and by the Da Vinci Roofscapes booth.
Oh, like it's a big old hug.
That's right.
Do you feel the hug?
I feel it's like a mystery wrapped in an enigma. Wrapped in a
little
mystery.
Yeah.
Question mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little question mark? Or a big question mark?
So anyway, we've just toggled into cartoon talk somewhere.
Yeah,
and I missed the whole transition.
That's how I talked to our three-year-old.
Because there wasn't one.
Yeah, I just kind of went there.
Yes,
yeah.
I noticed.
Yeah.
We are also joined
from
Da Vinci Roofscapes by
the colorful.
Friend, the colorful color expert.
Yes.
Kate Smith.
Hi.
Kate, welcome.
Again.
How are you?
Sensational.
How are you?
There you go. Sensational color right there. Nicely played. Another
Very
wonderful
nice.
Necklace.
Thank you.
Always well-dressed.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know to compliment necklaces now.
Just on her.
Well, you
really?
Know.
It happened last time we talked.
Well, you know, it's always inspired by one of our color blends from the roof.
Is it really?
Yeah.
What color blend inspires that?
Well, I think probably Vineyard Blend.
There you go.
Oh.
Vineyard Blend.
There you
vineyard.
Go.
Vineyard.
I could go for a vineyard right now. Martha's Vineyard.
An entire one?
No, just
Martha's
the island.
Vineyard. That would be great.
Well, I want to know about the contest.
Oh, we have a great contest, and this is so fun because you're familiar with our color tool where you can design
yes. Color
your
Studio.
Roof. The
yeah,
Color
the whole,
Studio
yes.
on the DaVinciRoofscapes.com website. You can go to the Color Studio
yes.
and pick from the 49 colors. And pick the arrangement of tiles you want for the style of roof you want and create your own blend. But what's better right now through April 30th is when you create your dream blend, you can submit it for a sweepstakes to win an iPad 2.
And who doesn't want that?
Well,
can you just show me the iPad 2 that you could win, say, now?
Well, Mark, I'm sorry, I don't have it right here
and then,
handy,
and then
but
turn
I'd be glad
around.
To show you some beautiful blends of roofs yeah. to give you some inspiration.
Maybe you could show those to me on iPad, too.
Yeah, I probably
that
could.
That you could win. How's
I,
now?
I could.
You just want an iPad.
I can't do the end around for
yeah.
the iPad, too.
You're not going to get it.
I don't think either of us would be eligible, but anybody else out there listening would be. And
hey, Kate, there's some beautiful colors. Look over there.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I'm very excited about it because it'll give people a chance to see how fun it is to create all types of different schemes with the different colors into roofs in either the slate or the shake blends and come up with something that's their own.
It really is fun to play.
It's absolutely. And you know what? I think as Ray mentioned to you earlier, so much of what people are looking for is to add their own touch of personality to the home. And what a great way to do it, but to create your own blend or to even find one that we already have set up that just really reflects who you are.
I like that.
That's the way you roll right there.
Yeah,
now, I do like that.
Now, we have seen at the press launch and around the booth here some just knockout photos of just roofs that are off the charts.
Don't they look great?
They're unbelievable. And the one that I saw is it's a Ukrainian church somewhere in New York.
Oh, that was a very unusual roof and just beautiful.
Oh, that's the one that held you up. Like you went to go eat a sandwich and I was trying to find you.
Tim Gentry and I had.
And he couldn't get away from this photo.
Technical here and awesome.
Yeah, they were
we had to talk about devouring
this image.
Yeah. How was this done? How was that done?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, Mark, it's really interesting because they does have an interesting line in the way the tiles were put on. But I have to say that if you look at any photo of any of the homes that have the Da Vinci Roofscape, they are awesome.
Well,
they all look so beautiful.
They do. And my question, the reason I brought that up, other than to say how great it is to ask if that was one of the projects that you helped with the color scheme on Actually, and it doesn't have to be yes.
No, it,
I know
it
you
wasn't
know.
Yes. I wish yeah. it was. It looked, yeah. it was a really fun project. But I have worked with a lot of homeowners, and we offer that service on the website so that if they have a question about how to help, you know, if they need some assistance in choosing a roof color, they can submit a picture and their questions, and I'll definitely take a look at it and give them some recommendations.
Well, that is so helpful because, you know, it can be a little bit scary to try to figure out what you want to do for your house and to have an expert to be able to help you and guide you and also to be able to play around with the color, too, and see it for yourself. It kind of makes it a little bit easier, and it makes it more comforting, I guess.
Yeah, I wonder if you could see for yourself on an iPad, too.
Yeah, you probably could. And you know what else? You know what else you could see on an iPad, too, Mark? We put together a color guide. So it talks about my fresh approach to choosing exterior color, and it gives homeowners the steps, not just for their roof, but starting with color from the top down, how to choose materials and colors for their home, for their entire exterior. And that's available at no charge on the DaVinci site.
So
no charge.
No charge.
It's a 30-page guide, and I wrote it, but I still think it's pretty awesome.
DaVinciRoofscapes.com. Just got to say, go there. It's free.
And for people like me, no charge is awesome, yes, but real person is what I dig. As much as I like to play around and do stuff online, I need for decision this big, I want to be involved with someone with an actual pulse.
Yeah, and you know what? We have that available. So certainly all those, the color tool, the guide, and the actual conversation are all available to you.
Well, we're going to have an actual another conversation after the break. We'll be back with the DaVinci Roofscapes book before my Fix It Up Live.
Sure, it falls a little sense. Close calls, but no one wins. Stand tall, we're running thin. I'm winning thin. So.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Cause I'll get over you, I know I will. I'll pretend my ship's not sinking. Then I'll tell myself I'll get over you. I'll be the king of wishful thinking.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life, and Tim Williams, timwilliams.com, rocking it out, bringing us back in. This is my wife, Teresa, right here. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Mark. you're so explosive right now. I'm a little nervous.
That's right.
I might scoot a little bit away from you.
That's right. Yeah. And we are also joined by a new friend from the DIY Network, star of Megadens.
Yes.
Here with none other than
The Grundy. From Cool Tools.
And saying how much he's enjoying a break from him. Huh.
Oh, don't tell Grundy that. No.
He's so going to tell him that.
I love him.
That's okay. Actually, he invited me to France yesterday.
He did?
Totally.
I think that's some bull. He didn't invite me to France.
Well, kind of. I invited myself.
What do you... Grundy. How do you spell Grundy?
With a big G.
Big old G. Big old pile of G.
Just G.
So you're here.
So Anitra says, Anitra Mekadon, who is our guest.
Yes.
I got to say your whole name.
Nice.
Yeah.
And we follow you on Twitter.
Yes, we're friends.
Yes. And have you gone to her website? It's under construction.
Sweet.
You guys, my life is under construction.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
We're busy, man. We're always filming. Megadens is a crazy fun show to do, and we are starting filming our third season, so... Yeah, we are under construction, 24/7.
Outstanding. Mm-hmm. Outstanding.
And you were on, what was the program you were on, sharing your Super Bowl fantasy room?
CBS This Morning.
Yes, just last week.
Yeah, having some fun on that show. It's a fun show to do.
So cool.
Yeah.
So what is in your, like, in your mega den Super Bowl or, like, any kind of, like...
Any mega den.
Yeah?
Mega dens are all about bringing the family back together again, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to know your family. If you don't know your family, then you shouldn't be designing your mega den.
So, do you ever find that when you, like, meet a family that they aren't really, like, jiving with each other? Do you have to do anything like interventions with them?
So what she really means is, what if the family hates each other?
No. No, you all love each other, don't you?
We love each other. But yeah, we're contractors too, and I've been in that room where people don't like each other and they're not getting along, and all of a sudden you're their psychoanalyst too.
Yes.
And you have to say, well, I realize you want cherry cabinets. How else may I help you with your personal problems?
No, we have to assess and kind of help people out, and we become their everything, their therapist, and kind of their, it's funny because in the end we're like their saviors. I mean, right. Even though... Really, we're just, it sounds like we're just building a room, but we're not. We're changing their lives because we give them something that they could hang out in and just be together, be happy. You know, it's like it, when you change your environment, you change your life. I mean, life is stressful. We're out on the go 24/7 running around like crazy people. You should have this super cool place to relax and a place you actually want to be in when you get home. So when you give them that, it's like you've just given them the world.
Wow.
So speaking of that, like, what is your super cool, fun place to relax when you go home?
My super cool, fun place to relax when I go home is my bed. I never get to be there. Yeah, totally.
Hello, old friend.
I've missed you.
You pillow.
Yeah.
Come to me, blanket.
No, but, you know, I am, it's terrible. I'm a big TV kind of chick. I love TV. We were raised. We sat down in front of the TV and never left it. So I'm all about the TV, and I do have a cozy environment. I got some funky stuff around. Don't be eyeing me, boy.
I don't even know what that means. I just got a don't be eyeing me, boy.
You're going to use that later.
I got to look out at the crowd here to see if anybody else is reacting to that as dumbfoundedly as I am.
No.
So you watch TV and somehow I'm a jerk. Okay, no. You'd get along with my wife well.
I mean, you guys, if you could see the look he was just giving me, don't
Mark
judge
Mark is really good at watching TV. I want to give him credit for that. Yeah,
I'm spectacular at watching TV.
Yeah. Are you?
You like,
if there was an Olympic team of TV, yeah, that's how you do it.
Yeah, we're thumbing it. I don't know if you guys
are
can
you
see
kidding
this movement,
me? You're
but we're
awesome.
Thumbing it. Yes, but I'm DIY all day long. I mean, I even go home in DIY. It's true.
You DIY nice. Your TV. You turn it on
I
yourself.
I do. I love it. I love watching people mess stuff up. You know, it's like the tear down and the just ripping stuff apart. I live for it.
Must be watching our videos.
Yeah. No.
So, of the mega dens that you've done. Mm-hmm. Is there one that stands out as the best, the hardest, the easiest, your favorite?
The one that made you crazy?
Yeah, the one where you wanted to wring someone's neck. And I'm going for violence here, so pick that one.
Look, man, my boys, the Shalabas, are the bomb. These guys could build everything. So, I mean, had there been some that kicked our tuchuses? Yeah, like the Lucky Show, first season. That was a crazy show, and we were doing that reveal wee into the night. But, no, my favorite, I would have to say, is did you guys see the backyard drive-in? Yeah. It was a crazy show. Don't worry, I don't hate you. We're going to discuss this later, though, when people aren't listening.
See, the reason I said no...
You're going to get in trouble over and over again.
The reason I said no and fell on the grenade is because I didn't want to look like, yeah, we saw it. Don't ask me any questions.
No.
Because...
No.
So I have a question.
Yeah, that was great. That was in the backyard.
So I have a personal question. So if I'm not feeling well one day and I can't really give him a hard time,
yes.
Can I just call you?
Absolutely.
And just give him, like, you know, go all at it?
24/7.
Total.
That's it.
I have backup. now.
Dear Grundy.
He invited me to France, remember?
Yeah, that's right. To the Cannes Film Festival.
I'm gonna talk to Grundy later.
You have
too.
To talk to Grundy.
You guys,
about that.
Grundy is insane. He's so much fun.
Yes.
He is so much fun to work with. I mean, we're here doing the Cool Tools Builder Show special, and it's like, I couldn't be happier. I'm like a pig in you know what. There is stuff everywhere for me to look at. You know, I love all this stuff. It's like flooring, all kinds of crazy stuff.
What's jumping out at you?
You know, I got the most excited about a hinge. What does that say about me?
Lots.
That's a lot of good things, actually.
And I'm going to write it down on my website.
I did. I got excited about a secret spy door hinge.
Really?
I got excited about everything, the cost, everything. I was like, this is the bomb. You could hide anything back there. You could hide a secret room back there, bar, whatever.
You mean for a big, giant door?
Yeah, it's a bookcase. You have a bookcase, hinge,
you're talking
door,
like Batcave
secret
kind of
spy,
stuff.
007.
Do you pull the book out and then the door opens?
No, that's Scooby-Doo, but that would totally rock.
That is Scooby-Doo, isn't it?
That would totally rock. See?
You no can totally make your own like little retreat to watch the History Channel in, instead of having to go up on the roof, which is where he goes now to like have his alone time, because that's the only place I won't go.
Oh,
that,
yeah?
That, yeah? Yeah, that's right.
Like, to get away, he goes to the roof.
I have to roof the house.
Okay.
Yeah, good times.
I'm sorry.
Good times in our house. We get along just
you
fine.
Don't want to be naughty, at our house. Yeah, you get in trouble.
I think you two need a mega den.
We would love a mega den.
With a secret spy door.
You should see our family room. There's a hole in the ceiling. It's all like there's a half-built wall. It is the worst room in our house.
There's a hole in the ceiling and a half-built wall?
Yeah. And by hole in the ceiling,
and you guys do what for a living?
Flower, just, wallpaper, and just like
just
it's
say
troubling.
It one more time for us. What do you do for
home
a living?
Home improvement expert.
Yes.
The
I know.
Wallpaper, original
it's the worst
wallpaper.
Room in the house, I tell you.
So the cobbler's daughter has no shoes?
That's
that pretty much the same?
Yeah.
That's kind of
no, so my house is that way too. What would you say if I told you I don't have any floors?
I'd say you must be able to balance on the joists nicely.
I have subfloor. I ripped it all out. I'm like, I'm going to get to it. I'll get to it when I'm just too busy building megadens.
Right on.
Right?
Yeah.
And you love the tear down as much as you love the build up.
Yes. Give me a sledgehammer. Yeah.
Yeah? You like to go sluggo when you knock them down?
Maybe it's a Northeastern thing, man. We do. We like to get in there and just get dirty and just rip it apart.
Yeah, just punch it.
The guys are so neat and orderly about the teardown, and I just get, I'm like, come on, just smash it.
Sounds about right.
But it's the heart of a DIYer.
Yeah,
demolition is about careful deconstruction.
Yeah.
When you want to go fast, if you want to go furious,
look,
get all Vin Diesel on it.
We do.
You know what I mean? Tank top all ripped up.
DIY is about getting in there and getting dirty, right? So throw a little spin kick on the wall. Hey, it's fine.
Spin kick. Let's see.
We haven't done that yet.
You have enough wire. Let's go.
Can we spin kick?
Let's get all last airbender on this.
Maybe I should. Should I do it to you?
Yeah. Try to make contact with my jaw.
Give it a good kick. Nice. You guys can't see that at home, but I was fierce.
It was so fierce. Like 40 people like talked. It was awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Now you're a very attractive young woman. Do you also get fierce when you take photographs? Do you all go like?
Ooh,
how was that?
Was that
fierce?
Blue Steel? That was Blue Steel. Totally. Do you remember that?
That's just like.
I don't know. She watches Project Runway all day long.
Oh,
so
serious?
They're all talking about being fierce. I know about that stuff.
I'm more of the silly girl, you know? I like to have fun and, I'm not.
So you don't go all fierce in the photo shoot?
I don't go fierce. That face you just made was hot. You should totally do that again.
Please don't encourage him. We're married. We're together all day.
See, here's my
problem. If you tell him that's a good thing, I will see that
again
tonight, tomorrow, next week. 4 years from now.
I'm like, inside my body is like if you take a bottle and empty it out, that's how full I am inside. So the fact that you gave me a fake compliment, I believe it. Okay? Anything to fill up the empty void.
Oh, we have to go to break, dear.
That'll fill up a void.
That will fill up a void.
We'll be back with more from the Da Vinci Roofscapes booth at the International Builder Show with more of my Fix It Up Life.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo. Where are you? We've got some work to do now. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We've got some work to do now.
Nice.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reached for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Got paint prep? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
Hey, Teresa, have you noticed our energy bills have been lower the past several years?
Absolutely. Ever since we replaced our drafty old windows with energy-efficient Simonton vinyl windows, our bills have definitely gone down. And I've noticed it's more comfortable in our home, too.
You know, selecting the right windows for your home does matter. If you're considering a window replacement project, check out Simonton Windows. These award-winning premium vinyl windows are custom-made for your home.
To learn more, visit Simonton.com today.
You know I like chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night. Pair of jeans that fit just right. Radio.
And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa at the Da Vinci Roofscapes booth.
Yes.
Here inside the International Builder Show.
Yes.
And we are joined by a special guest. One of the unsungs, I like to call them, who deserve far more credit than they get. Project manager, lead project manager in Knoxville, if I'm correct, for what will be the forthcoming Thanksgiving Day project for Extreme Makeover, Tim Birch.
How's it going?
Tim, welcome to my Fix It Up Life.
Welcome. Mark is very excited to talk to you. He has got a list of questions that probably like go a million miles long.
Well, you're one of three people that I like. So, two of them are you.
Got it.
And the story, we met you in Joplin.
Right.
And without being able to forge what I thought was a strong working relationship back and forth, I mean, we'd still be there, putting in walk boards and planks and deck rails and things that, and you had, beyond that, the whole park to deal with.
Well, you guys, that was a monumental task, that structure you guys were building. I mean, I just kept looking back there every day going, wow, this thing's huge. But if you guys have gotten the reports back, I mean, we're hearing that park is just packed full of kids, and it's just really kind of revitalized that whole community, and it's an awesome thing.
Wow. We are just so honored to be able to be a part of it and to create that for them. I mean, going through such tragedy and then having a place to go and, you know, kind of recreate some of what happened before, where they had birthday parties there, right, at the park, and celebrations, and have a place for all the kids to go and play. It's just...
Yeah.
Like, what a great opportunity for us.
Well,
and then for us to be able to hang around with guys like you, too. I mean, and people that work hard, who know what they're doing, who, like, you know, and we didn't mind working 20 hours a day while we were there.
You guys put in some, you guys were there longer than I was, I know that. Because I'd leave and then I'd come back and you, I could tell you had not gone home yet. It was like, guys, go home. And then you rolled out in the town car, I remember that.
Yeah.
Well.
It was a Lincoln. Yeah.
That's my work truck.
The white Lincoln. It was,
that was nice.
Yeah.
A white town car.
We actually, like, returned, I mean, it was probably the muddiest, like.
We returned it not white.
Yeah.
No longer white.
That's why you don't use those on the job site too often.
How did you come to work with Extreme Makeover in the first place?
I was a builder on the show in season 7, mm-hmm. In the DC project, the fishing school. And my boss called me up. They were doing a project in Baltimore the next year, mm-hmm. and said, hey, you know, we'd like you to come and help us out if we could. And it just sort of, one thing led to another. And then 2 years later, here I am. So,
So you've been on for 2 full seasons.
Yeah.
And it did something else other than a job connect you with the show and keep you wanting to come back? Because you're not joking. When I saw you do it in Knoxville, you stayed longer than I did, and they were 20-hour runs.
I mean, the job is one thing, but you really feed off the volunteers and that spirit of kind of giving back and giving a new home to a deserving family, and it does kind of get addictive. So, I mean, so much that I shut my business down and kind of went full-time with the show. I knew it wouldn't last forever, but it was something like, hey, you know, I want to take advantage of this now because I may never get this chance again. And it's just been super rewarding,
wow.
Way beyond the financial part of it, because that really doesn't have anything to do with it. Just the relationships I've made throughout the years and all the people I've met, it's just been awesome. Awesome experience.
Wow.
Also rating craft services.
Yes.
Yeah. Which
I texted you that during the last reveal, I remember.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We were waiting for the move the bus, and I sent Tim a note. Is there anything you need me to do? He's like, no, just have fun. We're rating craft services.
You're serious?
Yeah. That's the little behind-the-scenes hint. When
Don
everyone's
Draper.
Revealing the bus, or at the bus, you can go back behind and raid craft services.
And then you're in there just eating little Hershey bars.
Everything.
Just going crazy.
Everything.
Like Tasmanian devil, like all over the place.
We tend not to, as you probably remember, not to eat much during.
Yeah.
You kind of forget to eat.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We make up for it on reveal day.
Wow.
Now, over these last 2 seasons, is there a particular moment or person or volunteer or event that sort of sticks with you and you, you know, when you're tired or you want to yell at someone, you're like, that's kind of, this is why I'm here.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of hard to put that in perspective when you're sort of leading construction, because everybody that's there is volunteering. Mm-hmm. And, you know, things may not be going the way you want it to, but you can't really say, hey, I mean, these people aren't getting paid. So you have to kind of balance that, hey, you know, let's do this different, let's do that different. As far as what stuck with me, each build I've been on, I've met at least one or two people that have became like lifelong friends. And it's always the guy that no one knows or the girl that no one knows that sort of will start working with you and out of the spotlight just comes back day after day. And without those people, those particular people, literally these jobs would not happen. These builds would not happen. I mean, one or two people that really stick through it and kind of stay with you the whole build, those are the people that make these projects happen.
And it happens city after city, town after town.
We were talking about the fellow we were working with in Knoxville last night. And this guy was just like, he'd been there 36 hours straight, I think, at one point. And just a super guy. And then afterwards, we kind of saw him sitting back, sort of, you know, capturing it all in. And we went and took a picture with him because we were like, hey, we want to take a picture with you. And he was blown away. Like, because those, for us, those are the heroes of the build. Those kind of guys that stay out of the limelight. They just, they quit. They take a week break from their jobs. They volunteer for the entire week. Don't ask for anything. I mean, that's what the show's about.
And that's one of the addictive things about it for us when we've been at you know, Extreme Makeover projects is that, you know, the story of the family that is helped, but it's this, all the people, all the volunteers, because everyone has the reason why they're there and what's driving them to be there.
Right.
And what drives them to be there for 36 hours and to not go home. And it's just, it's so inspiring. And you don't see that on TV, you know, but you can walk away with it, you know, and we have.
We've seen it, too, and you're not making it up. And now that you're telling that story, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I worked with him. His name was Matt. And one of the nights, he couldn't drive home. And he slept in his truck.
And then probably got up and came back.
Yep. Got up, drove back on the shuttle bus, because you can't just park there. So there's a shuttle bus. I don't know how far that bus ride was, miles.
Yeah.
Drove on the bus. He had boxes of tools with him. The guy had a framing nailer and all kinds of stuff. And you're right, without him, unequivocally, there are certain parts of that job that wouldn't get done.
For sure. I mean, we had a guy in Augusta, Georgia, that did the same thing, worked hard all week. And then, you know, we had another build later down the road that we needed help on. Called him up. He's like, hey, I'll be there. And just drove himself there. Worked all week again. I mean, it's inspiring for me. I mean, it kind of gave me faith back in the industry, you know, like, hey, there is some real people in the industry. It's not just all money driven, you know.
You know, it's nice when it can be both.
Yeah.
And, you know, business doesn't have to be heartless, and charity doesn't have to mean you give up your whole life.
Right.
So that's just a wonderful blend, and it's great that you've loaned your talents to the show because I've seen it now twice, all eyes turn to you. And I know you've got earpieces in, people are talking to you while other people are talking to you. And you're answering a lot of questions at the same time. And we can't answer any more questions or ask them.
We have to go to break.
We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
She calls me from the cold, just when I was alone, feeling short of stable. All that she intends and all she keeps inside isn't on the label. She's a shame. Can she take me for a while? Can I be your friend? We'll forget the past. Maybe I'm not able.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Back inside My Fix It Up Life, and here we are up on the roof.
At the end of the show.
At the end of the show from the DaVinci Roofscapes booth, the International Builders.
So send us your questions, info at myfixituplife.com. Post a message on our Facebook page. Show us your projects. Send us a Twitter message. Follow us on Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter is right. Also, check out our videos on YouTube.
Yes.
Look for our apps on your phone, whether it's an iPhone or a Droid.
And you know what you need to do next week?
You tell me.
Tune in for more My Fix It Up Live.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. So glad that you walked into me, into My Fix It Up Life. This is My Fix It Up Life. This is My Fix It Up Life. This is My Fix It Up Life.
It might be just a pretty face looking back at me. It might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory, but I'd like to wait and see. It
might be first aid on a city street. You might be a kiss that brings me to my knees. You might be initials carved into a tree. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix-it-up life. This is my fix-it-up life. White dress walking up to me. It might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. Just a simple love of you.